This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Graffiti Weekend. It's underway going through Sunday. Bob Scott, the head of all things graffiti. And good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So I know we've got good weather, maybe a little hot for some people, but you already see it in the last few days, all these cool vehicles. I always wondered why people have some of these cars and they don't get them out more often.
Good question, other than the cost of the fuel and maintenance and keeping these hot rods running.
Well, and I know some people, they've got them stored away. They're maybe hard to get to or in a storage unit or garage or whatever, but there are some really cool cars out there. And some of them, too, periodically you run into one that has gotten so little use over the years. You know, when you've got a car from the 60s and it's got under 100,000 miles, that's just amazing.
Yeah. It's and they break them out for this week and come to Roseburg for the graffiti show.
So any idea? I know it's be kind of hard to track how far away some people come from for graffiti.
Oh, I know we have people from California, all over the state of Oregon. I'm sure there's people from Washington and Idaho as well. I stopped on Diamond Lake at the steel parking lot down on off Diamond Lake. There's a bunch of motorhomes, and I pulled in, and they're all from Albany, so they come down for the week and got permission at the property to park all their motorhomes and their cars there. So I stopped to talk to them last night.
Well, it's great, and for folks that are listening from outside the area, we're glad to have you around here and to have you spending money. So
I'm not worried about it. I just want their cars.
Well, the impact, though, of graffiti when you have a lot of people coming in really does make a difference, some of the businesses. Now, a lot of things happened yesterday, some new things as well. And today, you've got some things going on. In fact, not long before we get started out at the fairgrounds.
Yes, and I'd like to back up to Wednesday first. Like, the kickoff show at the VA set a record on the number of cars.
Really?
Yeah. So we're already doing great numbers. And then last night, the rest home tour yesterday was, I'm pretty sure we had set records there too. Had four groups. Each group went to three different nursing homes. And in my group that I went with was 21 cars, so it was a lot of cars. And then last night on Diamond Lake, the Blade Axe House, the Rocky's Auto, Backside Brewing, Splits, Cattle Dog Golf, and Pete's especially always later. I'm sure we're all set records last night. I haven't heard the numbers yet. And then today, yes, this morning at the fairgrounds is the Show and Shine, the Lithia Show and Shine. And there is no parking in the dirt. It's all going to be on the pavement. There was some confusion on that. And then in the afternoon from 3 on is the Rat Rod Roundup out in Glide. And they're going to do a big burnout contest. And then back to Pete's for Harvard tonight. It'll be busy, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, Seven Feathers has their concert.
Correct. And I guess you guys were giving away tickets off the radio show yesterday to that, which is great. And then Saturday, the supposed to be the main events, was the breakfast, the Stray Angels Show and Shine at the Vineyard, Melrose Vineyard. And I have the Corvette Show on Jackson Street. And then we got the main event, the Flatheads Cruise on Saturday night. And I'm hoping the heat doesn't wipe out some of our hot rod participation.
Yeah, the some of the vehicles... you know, don't do too well cruising around with, you know, nearly 100.
No, especially slow when you're doing the cruise on Jackson. It's slow. The engines get hot, and some of them get too hot and pull off.
Yeah, and you've got your special Corvette event tomorrow. Talk about that.
I invite all the Corvettes clubs in the state to come down and park on Jackson Street, and my pitch to them is come park with us, take the shuttle bus out to Melrose Vineyard to look at all the cars, come back and hang around for the cruise. And I don't have an age restriction on the Corvettes, but the committee, graffiti committee, allowed us to do that because we weren't one of the three founding clubs that started graffiti 42 years ago.
And were you involved in this 42 years ago?
Oh, no, no, no.
Some of the folks that did that in the early years, I'm sure, pushed it off to somebody else at some point along the way. So you've got the Show and Shine, and you've got buses for that, too.
Yes, I believe they run out to the fairgrounds. I'm not sure. But we do, the committee, we pay for the buses for the shuttle out to Melrose.
Looks like they go from the town center there by the parking garage over to the old Rite Aid and Garden Valley and then out to Melrose and make their way back, which is real beneficial because there's not a lot of parking out there.
No, there's not. And then it's limited to 500 cars. And we, in the past, we've had more cars. And I think there's going to be a lot of people not getting in out there this year.
So make sure and show up early for that. Is there like the funnest part of all of this for you?
I'm just trying to make it a point to hit all of the events and checking in on everybody, but just all the people, all the cars from all over the place. It's just fun because I'm talking to people, seeing what they think, make sure we're doing good and do a little PR work.
Yeah, a fun time out there. And, of course, with the hot weather and everything, got to make sure people stay hydrated tomorrow.
Yes, not only that, but the other safety pitch. I understand there were some accidents last night. And so please drive carefully. Don't get reckless. And don't drink and drive, because one of the incidents was supposedly with drinking involved.
All right, Bob Scott, Graffiti Committee. Anything else you want to let people know about?
No, let's just have fun. Come out, play.
All right, Bob Scott. Well, and people can look for you. What color is your Corvette?
Oh, it's a champagne silver gray, silver beige, they call it.
All right, 82.
Yes, sir. Collector edition.
All right, Bob Scott from the Graffiti Committee, 8:39 at the Morning Report.